Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Radio.com. Trestrio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trestrio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrestrioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this week's broadcast and tonight's airing of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, beautiful summer Monday evening, and if you're taking the time to join us tonight, we say thank you. I hope you are tuning in via Bluetooth or streaming. If you're streaming, you can find us at shesgonecountry.us. That's www.shesgonecountry.us, or you can call in and stream and or call in through any Bluetooth and listen from your phone or car at 347-857-3760. If you're visiting with or listening with us live tonight and you want to visit with our guests, be sure you press 1, and that will take you into the host queue, and my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, will let us know that you're there, and she will bring you on the show. And tonight with me is my most wonderful co-host and aunt out of Southern Texas, Miss Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Vicki, are you there?
Hey, Becky, I am. Good evening, everyone. It's warm down here in Texas. It stopped raining, Becky, and then all of a sudden, it is summertime, hot and humid.
Oh, I'm so glad. We, you know, for those of you who are listening, it has been a chaotic month of June, but I know Vicki is on the mend, and she's got her health back and feeling great. I've got my daughter graduated from high school. Summer is upon us, and we're ready to roll. So, Aunt Vic, I think we might be competing for weather today because it's 90 here today compared to the 50s last week. So we're doing pretty good up here in the Northwest.
I would say it's warm for the Northwest back, definitely.
Ah, I love it. I love it. So, Aunt Vicki, you were up in, where were you this last weekend? Didn't you go to Fort Worth for, like, the Vaqueros or something?
Right, yes. My husband's a member of the Tejas Vaqueros, and they had an annual summer meeting in Fort Worth. And actually, Becky, I have had to postpone so many trips since March because I have been under the weather, but I'm feeling great. We had a great trip up there, and we have a lot more great things planned down here in Texas for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls coming up a little later on in the summertime. So we're back on the trail.
Well, and I think you, along with all of our ambassadors that are traveling throughout the summer, our listeners at least will be seeing a lot from She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls as they are out garnering the stories behind the stories of everything that is Western that keeps the heart of the American cowboy and cowgirl alive, and that's what we're all about, and that's what we aim to do is bring those stories behind the stories. So I'm excited to see where our ambassadors will be going and who they'll be visiting with. I know a couple of them have been pretty proactive now, and we need to get them on the air. We need to introduce them to you and get them a little bit of face time with our listeners, or voice time, I should say. So be looking for that. But tonight...
Exactly.
Yeah, tonight, though, is, of course, we are partnered with a dear friend of ours by the name of Sherry Smith, and she is the founder and CEO and owner of Warriors and Rodeos. So we like to honor her and uplift her each and every month and the veterans that we serve. And so tonight we have a special guest on, and we're going to visit with him tonight and pay tribute to our military and everything that Sherry does with her veterans and rodeo. And that is... he is actually the Warriors and Rodeos. He's Sergeant in Arms and leader of the war operation Not on My Watch with Warriors and Rodeos, and that's Chris Vega. Chris, thank you for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure. Welcome. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, Chris, we want to first and foremost, I know Aunt Vicki, I speak for Aunt Vicki when we say thank you so much for the service you've given our country. It's not an easy task, and it's not a job for everyone, but those that do go and serve, we respect and honor you greatly, and thank you for laying down and putting your life on the line for all of us. So that first and foremost we want to say.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate it, and you know, I'm just going to stay humble and just say I appreciate everything you guys just said. That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Chris. Chris, this is Vicki, and I know we're going to be going to a short break here in a little bit, but, you know, we're going to get into Warriors and Rodeo and everything like that. But I also understand that you are a PBR bull rider.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I actually started my PBR career off a bet. Somebody betted me that I couldn't ride a bull, and you know, I've always been the guy to say I won't and I will type guy. And well, I had a friend say, well, I bet you can't do this and you think you're so tough. I was like, okay. So I went out there the following weekend, and the rodeo announcer says we got 25 of the best bulls and 25 of the best bull riders competing in the West Coast tonight, and my mouth just dropped. I didn't know what I just got myself into. And well, the very first bull ever I've ever drew in my life is tag number was 666, and that's not a bigger sign for you. So my friend looked at me and gave me the thumb across the neck look, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I did it, and I didn't do too well, but I fell in love with it, and I practiced and practiced for about a year and a half straight, almost getting on 4 to 5 bulls a day in Porterville, California, by the name of Dave Ballard. Rest in peace, Dave Ballard. But he basically taught me everything he knew, and a year and a half later goes by, I did my first PBR November 4, 2011 in Bakersfield, California.
Well, congratulations, Chris. And you know something? You're not the first one to climb on the back of a bull on a bet. And that, you know, I'm referring to former world champion bull rider Gary LaFue from Rio Grande, California. He climbed on a bull, I believe it was at Angels Camp, California, many, many years ago because someone dared him to do it. So always reach for your dreams and follow through. I think that's a great story, Chris.
Exactly. And Gary's been a perfect mentor of mine when I attended his school 2 years ago. And he's just been a great father figure of mine, and he really helped me out a lot. Dealing with certain issues coming from the military. So I tip my hat to Gary and Judd as well.
Yeah, they're good people, and you know, it's it's funny, you do it on a dare. I can only imagine, you know, the adrenaline that you were feeling when you climbed on the back of that bull for the first time. And is it just, I mean, you hear it said it's just a total adrenaline rush. You become an adrenaline junkie. Is that true?
It's for me, it was sort of a calming factor because I've always been the adrenaline kind of guy, jumping out of planes and, you know, messing with weapons. And then here I come and I see this 2,100-pound animal in front of me, and I was like, if this is all God has to put up in front of me, then that animal's got another thing coming. And this little five-year-old slapped me on the back, and he said, "You want me to pull your rope for you, sir?" And I said, if that little five-year-old could stand here and tell me that, then I should have nothing to worry about. I said, rock on, little man. Pull my rope for me. So, so it's like a calming factor for me.
So then you've been riding for 5 years, is that right?
Professionally, yes. I've been doing the PBR, CCPRA, which is a California Pro Rodeo Circuit, and I also did the PRCA for 1 year. So I've been bouncing around from associations, but every year, yes, I've been competing in the PBR, you know, trying to pursue that gold buckle. And, you know, I see myself, you know, at least I want to be in the Build for Success Series, so I've been really training hard. That's why I invested myself in Gary Lafue, and so now that I got the talents of the Lafues, you know, I want to take that on the road this year, and I got a few good bull rides coming up, and I believe in my heart that I can do it.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Well, Chris,
well,
this is Vicky. Oh, go ahead, Beck. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine. You go ahead, Aunt Vic.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to ask Chris. Chris, now, are you retired Navy? Is that correct, or are you still actively involved?
No, I did 10 years in the U.S. Navy, and I got out honorable discharge in 2011. And I want to say I did start riding bulls in 2010 while I was active. They didn't like that too well, but, you know, I kept it a secret. But
that was going to be my next question.
Yeah. Not a lot of people knew, only a selective few. And but if I would have let that out there, then I probably wouldn't have got my honorable discharge. But yes, as the orders of the president, when he started, they started cutting the military in half. I was part of that half, and over 500,000 sailors and I want to say Marines got offered a check to get out of the military. So I had no choice, so I had to take the money and leave honorably.
Well, that's awesome that they gave you, you know, honorable discharge and severance. You know, I got to ask, and it might be a little bit controversial, but I just got to ask your opinion on them cutting the military. Do you think that was a wise choice? Do you think we need to build it back up?
I believe that as America is, we are the strong world presence. So if you're going to be a strong world presence, then you're going to need a strong presence. And for us to get to slash out our guys, and really top-notch men are getting out of the military because of this. I mean, if we're going to be, you know, the world's watch, how can we be the world's watch when we're nobody, when we're slashing 500,000-plus Marines and sailors and, you know, Army and Air Force? And I just never got that. I know it's all politics and it's all about, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but
right. But
you know, it's all about saving money and doing what's best for the country. But if you're going to start a fight, then you can't start a fight without anybody, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
I wasn't for it, and I really wish you know, like I said, I don't want to talk about politics, but whoever our president coming to be, I really hope he or she makes a wise decision when it comes to America's troops.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
I agree 100%. I didn't actually realize that was the number that they slashed the military by. That's a huge, enormous number. That's why I wanted to ask, because I'm always so intrigued by our military, because exactly as you said, we are and are supposed to be the world, you know, presence, and they call on us to be that world police for so long that, you know, I think we need to stay armored up, I guess is the best word to say.
Yes, exactly. for
that. So, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and station identification, and when we come back, we're going to visit more with our guest, Chris Vega, and all he is up to with Warriors and Rodeos. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales@westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company. Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at rodeospot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. I'm here joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how's everything where you're at?
Everything is good, Becky. It's a beautiful beautiful evening here in Texas, so I'm excited tonight. We have such a great guest. In fact, I'm so excited, Becky, about our entire relationship with Warriors and Rodeo and our veterans, and just feel that there's such a need to promote the cause and to be able to say thank you.
Yeah, you know, I really think that one thing I've really started doing, and I encourage all of our listeners to do it, it doesn't matter where I'm at, and this is definitely not a pat on my back by any means, but I would say December when we were in Vegas when we had Military Monday, I've really made it a point that no matter where I go, if I see someone in a military cap or a T-shirt or something that makes me know that they were part of our military, I always just stop and say thank you and tell them we appreciate their service. And, you know, that little bit of just acknowledging them and what they did, whether they were in Vietnam or Iraq or wherever they may have been, it means so much to them. And so being part of Warriors and Rodeos, even if it's only just once a month, and being able to elevate and empower everything that Sherry's trying to do with her organization and her volunteers, it's awesome. We really enjoy it. And we're really excited to see where it goes. And with that, we are honoring, elevating, and empowering one of her members tonight. And he is a PBR bull rider. He's up and coming. You watch him coming down the rodeo or the PBR scene. He is a retired veteran of the United States Navy, and he is part of Warriors and Rodeos Operation Not On My Watch, and that is Chris Vega. Chris, are you joining us there? Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time tonight and joining us. We appreciate you, and, you know, it's been fun. We've been talking a little bit about where you're going in your bull riding career and what that looked like and how that came about on a dare, which cracks me up. I don't think anyone could ever dare me to get on a bull, but, you know, power to you for doing it.
Yeah.
But so now I want to visit with you, and I know Vicki and I have lots of questions for you, but you are part of Warriors and Rodeos. Share with our listeners and our audience, how did it come about that you found out about Warriors and Rodeo and got involved?
Well, you know, if anybody gets a chance to meet Sherry Smith or talk to her on the phone or text message or whatnot, she's very an exciting woman, and everything she speaks about, she believes about. And one day, you know, as you're a bull rider trying to make it, you're constantly on the phones, you're looking for sponsorships, you're going left and right, just going back and forth. And I get this Facebook message out of nowhere. and it's from Sherry Smith, and she was talking to me about the new page she's going to start up. It's called Warriors and Rodeo, and, you know, acronym WAR, W-A-R, and I was like, wow, that's very creative, you know, to make a page like that. And I said, okay, and she told me about her Smith Pro Agency, and she represents Mike Lee and, you know, various other bull riders and other events. And she asked me if I would like to be a part of Warriors and Rodeo, and she told me what Warriors and Rodeo was about. And, you know, I couldn't say no because Warriors and Rodeo is more of like a brotherhood, sisterhood of the military. Our association or organization, however you want to call it, it's almost like we've known each other for our entire lives. It brings you back to being back in the military. And Sherry asked me to come on board early in January when it first started, or probably started a month prior to that, but I was one of the first 10 or 15 guys that started Warriors and Rodeo. And I remember back in the day, I told Sherry, you know, this is going to be something big. This is going to grow to almost a brand name. And I can't wait to share this journey with you. And that's how it all started, with Sherry just being, you know, charismatic and going out there and finding the Warriors. And that's how it started with me.
Well, Chris, this is Vicki, and Becky and I had the pleasure of meeting Sherry in Las Vegas last year during the, during the WNFR, and you're right, she's a very special gal, and what she has put together here, it's the camaraderie, the brotherhood and sisterhood goes beyond the service years. Could you share a little bit with us specifically what it is that is your passion and what drives you, and what do you, what is your position in Warriors and Rodeo? What do you do, Chris?
Right now I am currently the Sergeant at Arms of Warriors and Rodeo, also the leader of Not On My Watch. My passion and what I do for WAR, I really take it to heart, because what Not On My Watch is about is we have a lot of members in WAR, and those who are out of WAR who are looking to come into WAR. We have a lot of members, including myself, that really had a rough time in the military. And, you know, when you get out of the military, they just throw you out in the real world, and it's almost like you're 18 over again, and you're starting the new world. And you almost look for a way out, what you've been through overseas, and what you've seen, you know, once you've seen WAR, once you've experienced deployment, you come back and the world is completely different in your eyes forever. And what Not On My Watch is really about is helping out the brothers and sisters who have gone through the most traumatic experiences that anybody could ever, you know, dream of having. And when they come here, you know, you want them to feel welcome. You want them to feel like they still matter, like they still matter to a group. And we've had, you know, I know you've heard the high suicide rate in the veteran side, 22 veterans every hour or something like that every day. Well, we would really want to prevent that, you know, and Not On My Watch helps, because we set up a certain team to where we can help not just WAR members, but if we can help anybody else in outside the WAR community. But right now our focus is Warriors and Rodeo, and if we can help any member that's going through the rough times, you know, we are people who have experienced it and have done it. And me, myself, you know, I call myself a successful failure. And I say successful failure because back in the day, 2012, I literally tried taking my own life, sitting in my garage, and I played out my entire plan. I wasn't telling nobody. I wasn't looking for any support or sympathy. I just said, I'm done with this. And I sat in my garage and I placed my head on a bucket, and I was ready to go. And I don't know how deep I can get into this, but you know, I tried pulling that trigger and it didn't come off, you know, and I kept doing it and I kept laughing because it wasn't coming off, so, or going off. So the reason why I say successful failure is because I'm a success because I failed to kill myself. And I take that to heart because my failure grew into my success helping other members in war, helping other people in our society, because right now I'm starting the whole motivational speaking. And that's why I'm a success, because Warriors and Rodeo really drove me and drove my passion to stick with Not On My Watch, because I'll never want to see a member that I know take their own life or go down a bad path and then something bad happens to them. Like I cannot have that on my conscience. So Not On My Watch really is like a huge presence within the war society. And I really believe that with Not On My Watch, we can prevent another death or prevent, you know, somebody going down that slippery slope. And
Well, you know, that I know that's, you are definitely a walking testimony, and I like your statement, your successful failure, because now, you know, for those of you who are listening, if you didn't know and if we didn't mention it, you know, Chris was a bomb tech, and Sherry shared with us that he did a lot of heavy duty or rough duty in the military, so I can't even imagine what that must have been like for you. And I know that veterans come back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I know that it's really kind of, people are finally starting to take notice. But, you know, Marie and I had talked back in 2000, and it was probably 2012, and we had come up with a campaign, Heart for Heroes, to give a fundraising campaign so people could buy these beautiful crystal hearts to give to those with a purple ribbon as a purple heart for those suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, because they don't recognize that in the military. They don't recognize that as someone who should earn a purple heart. And so I think that's great that you now are taking it even one step further because it's the post-traumatic stress, if I'm correct, that leads to the depression and those sorts of things and those memories that cause the potential for suicide. And you're going out and you're speaking to youth. What are you sharing with them? Are you talking to them just about suicide in general, or are you know, what does that look like for you?
Oh, it's so beautiful. My last speech I did was at this huge field house, and what I share is I share my story, which is I call the successful failure. I share my years in high school growing up, and then I share my military career as well. And the big point about it is when I share my story, I almost act it out, and I'm very dramatic, and, you know, and I think, you know, I can win an Oscar with my speeches, because, you know, when you see a young man or girl look at you with that shock of awe look, you know that something in their little head, they've thought about taking the easy way out. They've thought about that. There's a select few. If you're talking to 100 kids, maybe 2 to 3 of them already thought about taking the easy way out and taking their life, or some are getting bullied, or some bullies are the ones in the crowd. So with my successful failure story, I make sure and I make eye contact with every little kid or girl or man who is there, and I get them involved, and I get them involved, and I make them feel what I felt. I believe what I've seen and what I've done, you know, that can impact a little kid's life. To I don't want to go down that road. I want to steer straight. So, you know, my dad always told me, you got 1 foot on a banana peel sliding down the road. It's up to you to put that other foot down unless you want to keep sliding down that road. So, and I always end with that 1 foot on a banana peel speech. So if I can just touch one person a day, I mean, and then they can go on and tell the next person the next day. And, you know, just it's almost like a domino effect. And that's what I really strive to, for the youth as well, as far, you know, as far as kids go, from 7th grade to graduation kids is who I speak to.
Well, Chris, this is Vicki, and like Vicki said, what a testimony. Oh, my gosh. for you to walk our youth through this and what was going on in your mind. And you know, I'm touched because I know that God had great, great, great things planned for you. And he probably saw all of this coming down the road. I'm certain he did. And now look what you're doing to lift others up and to save lives. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, Chris. My hat's off to you.
Well, thank you.
No, go ahead. I'll let you finish, and then I got a question for you.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say thank you. And you're right. You know, saving lives, you never think about that you're saving a life. I mean, you know, you just think you just want to touch that one person. And I just feel like I'm touching lives in the right way. And in a way, yes, it's saving lives.
Well, I think any time you can share with someone who might be on the brink of pulling that trigger, like you were in that space, and you can make them think twice about hope and that there's something, you know, on the other side that they can be doing to help others, and it can change the course of one person's life, and you've not only saved yours, but you saved somebody else, and it you know, it was all for a purpose. But, you know, the question that I have for you, we're about out of time, but what I wanted to find out from you, Chris, is share with our listeners and our and those that will be listening in the archives, how can or what can you use from volunteers or those out in the community to help with your mission and your portion of Warriors and Rodeos and just Warriors and Rodeos in general?
For the public, for Warriors and Rodeo?
Yes.
You know, just their support, you know. They can go to warriorsandrodeo.org and they can read everybody's stories. We've got some stories on there and learn about all the members and what we've done and what we're currently going through. Their support on various social media. You know, social media is big now and they can reach millions of people. I mean, with their support and sharing and talking about Warriors and Rodeo can really help get our name out there as well. And, well, the support factor, I'm not a big money guy. I never ask for donations, but if they want to donate to the betters, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on in Warriors and Rodeo, and they can just check out the website. You know, the support goes a long way, be it just on the website itself or Facebook page. You know, support is support. You know, that's just all we do. We do for each other, and then we try and help the community out as well when we go out to various rodeos and we set up our Warriors and Rodeo booth, and we like to talk about what we've done. And we got a few Purple Heart recipients. They like to talk about what they've done, and I think our stories will impact the civilian world, and they can really know what it's like to be a warrior and in rodeo. That we're here for the community. You know, we're not just sticking to ourselves as a private group. I mean, yes, we are a private group, but we love, you know, to help out the community in any way we can. And if anything, we just ask for support. And throughout social media or throughout anywhere you can go, just mention our name. Hey, go to Warriors Rodeo while you're eating a burger or something. You know, we love the support and we love talking to all the fans.
Awesome. Absolutely. And you heard it there, listeners. Warriors and Rodeos. Find them on Facebook, social media. I know they're on Twitter and Instagram. Chris, my final question before I close it out and turn it over to Aunt Vicki to wrap up the show. Warriors and Rodeo, the name in itself is synonymous with both war and, you know, Army Rodeo. And a lot of veterans and a lot of those in the military, you know, there's a military rodeo association. A lot of cowboys are out riding that have served in the military. And you even said it when you were talking about your bull riding days, is that you found it, you know, calming. What is the calming effect, and what is it about rodeo that the veterans find so endearing about the sport, and why it's so the two are so connected?
The reason why I had to find something is what I try to say. I started in 2010, and I wasn't planning on getting out of the military in 2011. But as the reality set in and I was actually getting out of the military, I said, oh, man, what am I going to do? Like, I'm used to always, you know, charging, always on the run, always making something happen. What am I going to do? So I was like, okay, let me see about this bull riding community. Let me see what it's really all about. Because at that time, I was just practicing, trying to get better. Well, then I started meeting all the bull riders and the fans and the livestock and it's, you'll know when something is your passion. You'll know when something is meant for you if you can go out and say you get hurt the next day and then boom, you just back up, you keep doing it again. But the calming factor is because when you're in the military, you're in a brotherhood, you're in a sisterhood. You know, you got your 12 men, or you got your, you know, platoons, divisions, squadrons, you know, and so on. You got those people to rely on. When you're out, you got nobody. But in the bull riding community, every bull rider knows every bull rider, and every bull rider sticks together. You know, when you're rodeo, every barrel racer sticks together, every, you know, roper sticks together, you know what I mean? So you're in a community within a community. So the bull riding is like my safe haven to the military. It makes me feel like I have a purpose, just like I had a purpose in the military. So, and I don't do it for the money. I do it for the, just my passion now. Now I realize what a passion meant when it comes to rodeo, so... That's what I feel. It's a safe haven and it's like a brotherhood, sisterhood.
Well, Chris, I thank you so much. That's awesome. I love the way, I mean, I think it's a perfect way to end the show. I think it's a perfect way to describe the organization and why we love what we do and why we are part of what we're part of. So I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your story with our listeners tonight. I know it's someone that's listening, it's touched them, or they'll know somebody that it will touch and they'll share this archive with them. So I wish you a good night, and I thank you for tuning in, and I'm going to say good night to my listeners and Vicki and I's listeners, and we're going to see you next week for our wrap-up show, but I'm going to turn to Aunt Vicki and let her close out the show. Aunt Vicki, take it away.
All righty, Becky, thank you so much. Chris, what an inspiration you are. Thank you again for being with us this evening and sharing your story. It's so important to get it out there. We just thank all of our veterans each and every day for all they do and continue to do. Right now, we're going to say good night. Thank you, listeners. God bless y'all. And we're going to close it out with a little Crystal Lions and a little Cowgirl Logic. Good night, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
I'm Crystal Lions. We were in the process of loading a broodmare who hadn't been hauled much, using the technique taught by so many clinicians of tapping on the horse's hip, and when they step forward, you stop tapping and pet them. In no time at all, it teaches a horse to load, keeping him quiet in the process. Well, after about 15 minutes of this, a lady watching from a nearby parking lot came and accused us of beating the horse. I was horrified. And I tried to explain the process to her and invited her to stay and watch, and she did, and called the cops. Well, the mare gave it up pretty quickly, and as we were shutting the trailer door behind her, two cop cars pulled up, and they asked us a few questions, and then they asked to see her dog. And when Huckleberry came out, dragging out from under the motorhome, these guys busted out laughing. And they said that she had called in and said some people were torturing a horse with a pitchfork, no less, and a pit bulldog. Well, the only thing that Huckleberry would ever torture was a biscuit. Well, these guys apologized for our trouble and sent us on our way. But I was amazed how far from the actual truth this lady's perception was. She couldn't see reality in front of her eyes because she was blinded by her own perception. Well, I'm wondering, are we the same with God? What's influencing your perception of God? If you're allowing the world's opinion to shape yours about Him, then I can promise you, you're as ignorant of truth in that area as that woman is in the area of handling animals. It's a dangerous misconception, because your eternal destiny is determined by your choices, and your choices are made according to your perception. What if your perception is wrong? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
ForRadio.com.
My new Jack in the Box ribeye burger is made with 100% premium ribeye beef, grilled onions, a red wine glaze, and creamy Havarti cheese. It's fast food's first ribeye burger, so I'm inviting the whole industry to come try it. That's why I set up this giant 5-mile-long dining table. Oh, hang on. Hello?
Hey, Jack. We're at the far end of the table. Can you pass the napkins?
Sure. I'll pass them down. Should be there in a couple of hours. Come try my new Havarti and grilled onion and all-American ribeye burgers. Only at Jack in the Box. At participating restaurants.